Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
You strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. I said, we strong then.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're going to get to the top three at 6, actually like 5, guys, because so much happened over the weekend. It is Dukes and Bell. Listen, we're trying to be as positive as we can about not only the L. The L's the L. We get another shot at the Saints. But it's really about where our team goes. And the quote today from Dan Quinn as he started his press conference, real quick, Mike, we will not play the role of victim with the injuries. He says, I will not do that to the Falcon fans and Falcon Nation. We have a locker room full of tough, blank, competitive guys, and I expect us to play well.
He did say that Tech McKinley, of all the guys currently injured that are eligible to come back right now, because we got guys like Debo on the IR, but he said Tech, probably the first to come back. We'll find out if Devontae will, in fact, make it the 3 weeks out that was initially reported by Adam Schefter. Also, he said it was Tech, and then most likely it was going to be Derek Shelby coming back. But as you guys well know, Andy Levitre done. Keanu Neal done. You know, Debo done until December. Now, of course, Rico Allen, the general, as Carl laid out, of the defense. So it's just, I mean, it won't be easy. Precedent, you're looking for one? The Packers that beat us in 2010, they had 13, 14 players on the IR that year, you know, on both sides of the football.
It can be done. So no, it can be done.
Look, if Ryan's going to throw for 375 and 5 touchdowns, I mean, you better find a way to not lose that game. You know, so there's the one thing, and I get it. Your guys are in your feelings right now about it. And I'm not trying to sit here and be like Kevin Bacon, Carl, in Animal House. All is well. Because you know me. We keep it real here on this show. But the Rams are the only team right now that looks like world beaters in the NFC. Everybody else has a flaw. Everybody else has had a tough loss. The Eagles, you know, we've talked about them. We've talked as they lost to the Bucs. We talked about how the Vikings, I mean, they got beat by the Bills at home. So there's a bunch of teams that we thought were going to be big dogs. 49ers, we'll talk about Garoppolo's status. They ain't going to be anything this year now.
Done.
So, I mean, the NFC, the problem is we're probably going to have a hard time winning this division. We got to stop losing division games. Saints, that's what hurt losing that one.
It did. We really did. By the way, quick reminder, the National Signing Bonus Contest returns next week, starting Monday, October 1st. So tune in for the code word. And each hour, guys, that's between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., your chance to win $1,000, and then you send that code word. We give it to you to 72881 from your cell phone. $1,000 national signing bonus coming back next week.
And I just got it off the tip from Squid Busy that you'll see, by the way, as early as the Cowboys game in November. That's when, again, according to our producer, would be the earliest that we could actually see Debo back on the field. I said December. That's in the middle of November.
All right, man. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Again, appreciate all the Hey Man L pictures guys have been sending. We got one today from a guy on the beach with his boys just hanging out. And not sure if the family was there, but they said it was kind of dreary down there, and they're enjoying a Hey Man L. Got so many of those over the weekend. I saw some guys in the Gulch tailgate and hanging out. Appreciate the love. And, again, we're trying to put all the places out there where you can go check out Hey Man L. I know there's still some places that don't have it, but we're working on that.
Yeah, Jeff Koch down there on the beach, man. I probably shouldn't have given his last name if he hadn't gotten vacation time. But down there in Miramar over by Destin.
Yeah, he might have called in sick. You just blew it.
Oh, we made it to call him Bill. Anyway, so appreciate that, guys. And the beer, by the way, we just talked to Taylor out of the Coney Brewing Company, and there's another batch being done in canned.
You bet there is.
Because it is selling. I mean, it's insane. And by the way, collect all the different colors of the cans, by the way, as this one's going to be a little more burgundy and gold. It's coming out on the streets right
now. Yeah, a couple came up to me. I was doing the Bud Light party, and they were at the Mercedes, and they said, what's up with the change of the can? So the first can, if you got one, maybe a collector's item.
Kind of like the King Peach for the Atlanta United.
Anyway,
but we're very excited and glad you guys love the beer.
All right, man, let's get to the top three.
Time for Dukes and Bell, top three. The top three stories of the day.
Can I count it all?
Coming up, by the way, you'll hear Calvin Ridley in about 15 minutes as he had a chance to sit down with Wes Durham and Dave Archer today. Interesting stuff from Ridley, who was just out of control yesterday. An incredible game. Mike, what happened? I mean, as simply as you can put, what happened? 43-37 in overtime. We know how this game finished. But for the Falcons, story number one, What happened?
I mean, it's the stuff that Dan Quinn preaches, that Marquand Manuel preaches. You know, the small details that every football coach talks about. When we talked about botching clock management. Special teams allows a punt to get easily blocked by the Saints. And then as the injuries mount up, the team forgets basic tackling. You know, I mean, the play where Drew Brees scrambles in, and Bo and I have been arguing about this all day. Poole did kind of slam into Alford as he was making a move, but I think Alford should have attacked at Drew Brees.
Attack!
Attack! Either way, we got to get back on that. Dan Quinn did say these are all things that can be corrected, and they're going to have to be, because you can't give, you know, if you're going to allow guys to catch the ball out of the backfield, which our defense kind of allows you to do, Carl, you have got to get the guy on the ground. And the other thing that Dan Quinn said, talking specifically about Vic Beasley, said he was not happy with the amount of good pass rush. So Means was not out there for a considerable amount of plays. Brooks Reed was out there for 60 snaps. Brooks Reed is not a guy that can play 60 snaps in the NFL at defensive end these days.
No, I don't believe that he should be at this point. Here's Dan Quinn talking about the defense being better.
Tonight was a difficult performance, and especially defensively, and that one stings for sure. But what I do know is what we're made of, the work that we'll do to get right.
All right, Matt Ryan, our quarterback. Amazing day for Matt, by the way. First time in his career with five scoring touchdowns, the way that went down yesterday. It was great to see. But he says, listen, with all of that, yeah, we take the L, but it's not done.
I'm proud of the effort and the fight that we all had, but when we had our opportunities to make plays to finish the game, we didn't do a good enough job. And it's disappointing, but it's one, and it's early.
Yeah, and he's right. As far as Saints fans asking me, did I see the Davenport sack? I did. And I laid it out earlier in the show about what the deal was with Davenport, who had no influence whatsoever over the outcome of this game. That was not.
You got a sack.
Come on, Mike, stop. 70 snaps, this dude makes one play. Give me a break.
That's the same as Vic.
He's not an influencer. He's not a performer at a high level. He's a guy that's going to be he's going to be used sparingly, to be quite honest with you, just like the Saints did yesterday. With that said, if you missed
it. So you were doubling down on your Davenport dislike.
Who?
I said you were doubling down on your Marcus Davenport dislike.
Marcus Davenport.
You damn right I am. Wow. When he turns into Khalil Mack, you call me, all right?
I mean, but I did tell you. I mean, let's be
honest. You didn't tell me anything.
Not trying to poke the bear. I'm just saying.
You didn't tell me
anything.
You've
been talking to this dude since the draft. He had a sack. He got a guy on the ground.
Whoop-dee-doo. Who cares? 70 plays? One play? Who cares? He had no influence on the outcome of the game. We still scored 37 points.
You're making it sound like he's going to be Jamal Anderson, the defensive end.
Didn't Jamal Anderson get a sack in his career, too? Exactly. Give me a break. Moving on. Story number two. Hey, man, it's our Braves clinching, guys. Braves beat the Phillies. Beat them pretty good, by the way, over the weekend. They clinch, and this is what we've all been waiting for. Now we're waiting to see who we're going to play. Mike, we've been talking about this, and I really don't care. I don't care if it's Dodgers. It doesn't matter. The fact is, we have a team that could really do something in the postseason. But are we going to live up to the pitching part of this thing?
Well, who's your three right now? I'm going to go with Folty starting.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Gausman because he's a ground ball pitcher. And I got to go with Anibal Sanchez unless Newcomb gives me a really solid out in his next start. Because remember, they rotated Newcomb out and brought everybody up a day. Who's your three right now? Are you going to start with, obviously, Folty, right?
No doubt. He's been the best pitcher on this staff as far as starters are concerned. I know there have been some times where you thought it was someone else. Folty. Did you say Gausman? Where's Gausman?
Gausman would be two, and then I go to Anibal Sanchez three. That'd be my. I mean, it's not the best, but it's certainly. I mean,
so wait a minute. What are you doing with Newcomb?
I don't trust Newcomb, and neither does Snicker. Apparently, he didn't have him in the Philly series. I mean, unless, like I said, Newcomb in the next couple of days puts a quality start or two.
Okay, that means Julio is not in your top three.
Julio Teheran's coming out of the bullpen for me.
Okay,
I don't even know if that's a great idea. You know, what I really like. I like
Tookie.
Well, no, Sabatka throwing that 98 mile an hour cheese.
All right.
Minter, obviously, is your setup, man. And then Vizcaino, the good news is he's back. Vizcaino obviously got the save on Saturday in the clinching game.
Yeah. Listen, I don't have any issues with that rotation to start. I know things will be changed up by Brian Snicker. By the way, here's Snicker talking about the fact that how they'll determine the postseason roster. And he's right. It's all going to depend on who they end up playing. But it's also this rotation is going to depend on what he wants to do.
It's going to come down to who we play. I mean, how we match up. It's going to have a lot or a big bearing on how we construct the division team is to who we play.
All right, we'll keep an eye out on the Braves. They'll finish things up, guys, October 2nd, playoff start. I'm excited about what this team can potentially do. Again, we're ahead of schedule. No pressure. And I'll continue to say that. Guys can go out and be themselves, ball. There's no pressure for this team right now. All the pressure's on all these other teams that spent a ton of money to be there.
Right. Now get to 90 wins. Two more wins, we could get that. Syndergaard's going up against Tukey tomorrow night up at Citi Field.
Hey, man. Story number three, and there are more than three today in our top three, which is brought to you by Dixie Vodka. The Dawgs win, Mike. Kirby Smart. And you talk about a game where I thought the score might look different. Maybe if you just saw the score flash Saturday, you went 43-29. Ah, Dawgs beat them. But Mizzou had 170 yards, guys.
Yeah, on the ground. They ran the ball, man. They were able to really, really get after it. And physicality, that's one of the things that Kirby preaches. And I think certainly that's don't you feel the good news is Georgia won? I guess the good news, bad news is Kirby's got enough film to yell at these guys for a week, you know, until they take on Tennessee this weekend at Sanford Stadium. Certainly there was some stuff that left you scratching your head. I don't understand why, whether it's a defensive player or it's a wide receiver, why guys think it's cool to drop the football right there at the goal line.
I don't get it either. And I want to say, like, oh, it's just a fad. It shouldn't be.
Right.
Score first. Then if you want to act a fool, act a fool. But the whole thing about, I'm about to get in the end zone, and I'm going to drop the ball before I get in.
DeSean Jackson was the first knucklehead to do this, as a true knucklehead as a rookie. And, again, Jeremiah Holloman, dare I say there's some steps in his future, Carl. I mean, or he's going to be carrying a tree limb like the dude in Vision Quest. Either way, Kirby's going to met out some discipline on that one.
Hey, so Dawgs win. Georgia Tech does not win.
Oh, boy.
And Georgia Tech, it's time. This team is uninspiring. They look unfocused. The problem right now is when you're 0-2 in the ACC, Mike, and I know you played Clemson, 41-21 was the final. But eight fumbles, right. Four in the first 14 plays? What's going on, Paul Johnson? I mean, seriously, Mike Bell, what's the deal? No points you get inside the 30-yard line early in the game? Twice? No points? I mean, this is uninspiring football.
I mean, ball security, Paul Johnson talks about it, you know, not having Benson after Kamonte Benson done, obviously, for the year. And look, Paul gets it. Fans are upset. You know what it really shows? And the worst thing, you and I talk about this all the time. When you're whether you're a college team or a pro team, the worst thing that can happen is when fans are indifferent. And a lot of Georgia Tech fans have literally become indifferent, and it started this season, and there was nobody at the game, and people that were there were wearing orange. I know they're very diplomatic when they said, I think a third of the crowd was Clemson. It looked like a hell of a lot more from where I was sitting. So certainly, Carl, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, it's nut-cutting time for the athletic director, for Coach Johnson, because how much longer do you want to go on with this? Where every 5 years you have a good season and the rest is what? No. Upkus?
It can't be this way. Poor pass protection. I could go on. False starts. That's mistake-ridden football. Here's the thing. Did you not know, and I don't want to specifically bang on a student-athlete because I think Marshall can be really good at times. But did they not know he can throw the ball, Mike? 1 for 6, and then in the second half you bring in to Tobias Oliver? Come on. I just think right now that's a mess, and I don't know if they straightened it out, but to your point, it starts and finishes with Paul Johnson. Don't talk about me. I'm sorry, Coach.
Look, you're not doing this for free, and I know that we've talked about they've given you all the resources. We talked about the facilities and the upgrades and the things they've done. You brought in Nate Woody with a 3-4. That didn't help against Trevor Lawrence, who, by the way, will be the starter. Packages for Kelly Bryant moving forward, much like Hurts with Alabama, a guy who took Clemson, Carl, last year to the semifinal. But they're a different offense, and that offense just functions at another level with Trevor Lawrence, with sunshine in there throwing the ball for Clemson.
Yeah, I saw that coming. It was only a matter of time, and he looked really good. But, again, more about this as we get through the week. But Georgia now getting ready for Tennessee. Here's Coach Paul Johnson after the game, guys.
Yeah, I'm frustrated with the way we're playing. Absolutely. It's embarrassing. I can promise you we're going to get better fundamentally at quarterback. I'll promise you that.
Fix it!
All right, so he's throwing his quarterback under the bus. Okay.
That's fundamentals. We're not doing a very good job coaching them.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Call it what it is.
Thank you.
We're not.
Because the USF gave there too many freshmen on special teams. And now your quarterback, who looked pretty good last year at times. Okay. Hey, man, excuses are escape. It's all good. It's all good. We don't get to make these excuses. If we don't have ratings, we can't go in the boss and go, yeah, but the dog ate our homework. You know, we don't get to do that in life, but that's all right, I guess.
Well, you have the same board op every week.
College coaches get to do that, I guess.
By
the way, Texas A&M against Alabama, they kept it close, and they covered the spread, Jimbo Fisher and company.
They did. Alabama's just dominant, though. Mm-hmm. And if Tua keeps playing this way, he's the Heisman winner, hands down. I mean, he's just been efficient. And it's crazy, guys, because we said this at the beginning of the season. They may be better than they were last year, right, which is hard to believe. But I just think he's playing with a level of confidence that's out of sight right now.
You think Clemson leapfrogs Georgia back to number two? Now, again, the rankings don't matter until we get to the college football playoff, but Clemson did dip below Georgia after last week.
I do. I think that win for them and showing their dominance, I mean, there was a stretch where, you know, they were really defensively dominant against Georgia Tech, that is. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised, Mike. Again, if you're in the top four, it's all good, right?
And by the way, we gave game balls earlier to Old Dominion for their huge upset of Virginia Tech at home over Norfolk. How about Army taking Oklahoma to overtime in Norman?
It was huge.
Unbelievable.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Game balls.
We do that every day, guys, during our NFL Blitz segment around 3 on Mondays. If you've missed that segment, big shout out to Tiger Woods as well. He wins, and it was amazing to see. If you were in the gallery or you had a chance to go over the last 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or even Sunday when you were there, you guys know you just saw history as Tiger finally gets back to winning. Been a long
time. Balls.
Been a long time. Hey, we'll come back. You'll hear from Calvin Ridley. How good was Ridley yesterday? Stay right there. You'll hear from Ridley next.
Time now for the player of the game on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Flowery Branch. Dan Quinn Coaches Show on a Monday with Dave Archer, Wes Durham on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Time for the player segment, and pretty appropriate breakout game for Calvin Ridley yesterday. 3 touchdowns, first rookie in the league to have a 3 touchdown game since Odell Beckham, and set a Falcon record. And congratulations on the effort. I know at the end, I heard you say to Arch yesterday in the locker room, you wanted to get the win, man.
Yeah, it was. I felt pretty good how I played, but unfortunately, we didn't get the win, and that's what we play for.
I've had a number of people ask me about you, and they say, "Wow, it looks like the game's really slowing down for Calvin." I said, "The game's been pretty slow since Cal got here. I mean, they've been pretty polished when you got here. Talk about your training." And kind of when you got here, you felt like you were ready to roll.
Yeah, when I first got here, I felt, you know, comfortable. I just, you know, I wanted to get better with the plays. I'm really just, you know, learning the plays better, learning how they want me to run the routes and where to be at for Matt. So I'm just getting comfortable. And, like, practice, you know, is really helping me just, you know, being in the right spots. And, yeah, just, you know, getting those looks and stuff, being in there, it helps a lot. So I'm getting real comfortable.
I want to tie something to the ball game yesterday, to social media. You got your braces off this past week, right?
Yeah.
So is that what happens? We get the braces off and it's 3 touchdowns and now we're rolling?
Man, yeah, I'm so happy I got those braces off. They hurt for a long time, man.
I remember my kids had them on.
Even time for them to come off. I had seen a dentist in the facility, and I was like, man, you think you could take these off? He was like, yeah, come by tomorrow. I went.
Showed up, right?
Took them off, yeah.
You know, so often when you arrive at a place, and I know you've talked about Julio and Muhammad and Justin and all the veteran guys that have kind of helped you and welcomed you and put their arms around you. But when you look at tape, you seem to be, from what I can see based on the way you react to stuff that might be unscouted, you have that an unbelievable ability to react to it. And so obviously this training goes beyond what those guys have been able to help you with. Where did that come from? Obviously it goes back to your college days, maybe high school.
Yeah, I always, you know, watch other guys that were better than me. I did that a lot. I still do it. Watch YouTube all the time just to watch moves. And I feel like if I watch it, I can do it. If I see someone do it, I can do it too. So it's just really just put my mind that if I want to make a move, I can do it. And if I want to cut a certain way, I can do it. I feel like I can do it.
Is it something that you get year after year, or is it something that, you know, you kind of create a list in the off season?
Yeah, I mean, I practice this stuff too. I mean, I go out there in off season and I practice these cuts. I do footwork drills and I do a lot of leg things to get my legs stronger so I can cut real good. And I just think of a lot of ways that I can, you know, make moves and help myself get open in all type of ways.
Falcons number one draft pick Calvin Ridley with us here on the Player Spotlight on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cal, I think that the thing that impresses me is the impromptu stuff. I think that obviously you're well trained and you're well skilled and you've worked on your stuff, but it's the stuff that happens that impromptu. Matt Ryan, they drop 8 into coverage or 7 into coverage. It's in the red zone. Ryan pumps. He doesn't have anybody to throw it, and he escapes left. You're running a deep over route on the back line. You put your foot in the ground, drive back the other direction. I mean, just immediately your football awareness to get to an open hole, to get Ryan the football. I mean, I know you'll say that's second nature, but not everybody does that. Tell me about that play and what you were thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, I had a swirl route and I ran it, and I seen Matt scramble out, and then who it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, I'm gonna keep playing to the last whistle. So I just ran around. I gave my best effort to get open, and Matt put a great ball.
Were you pretty sure you brought both feet down? Because it was close, because you had the 1 foot down as the ball entered your hands, and then –
Yeah, I caught it, and in my head, I'm like, that's touchdown. But then when I got to sign and they reviewed, I'm like, man, I don't even know anymore. I didn't know. And then I was like, yeah, they got it.
Yeah, they did.
There's that moment of uncertainty.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know what you did.
I was like, man, I can't believe I just did that. Really didn't get in there.
When you they tried to put P.J. Williams on you, 26 was the guy trying to cover you. And I say trying because he didn't get it done. You ran the stop and go on him for a touch. Which was a great sell. Then you beat him on a fade against press coverage. And then all of a sudden I started looking up, and all of a sudden number 23, they started migrating somebody else over on you. Could you see that you kind of defeated him a little bit mentally?
Yeah, I seen they made a little switch, but, you know, I just kept playing. Mm. We were moving the ball pretty well.
Calvin Ridley with us here on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show on a Monday at Flowery Branch. Okay, we come from Tuscaloosa. I want to know more about Coconut Creek, though. I'm more interested in the whole South Florida thing here and what that meant, because, you know, Devontae's a Miami guy. There's several South Florida guys on this roster. Yeah. What does that mean to Calvin Ridley, this progression of football now in your kind of your journey?
Well, I ain't from Coconut Creek. I just went to high school there, really. I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah. And, that's where I really learned how to play football. I mean – Right outside.
Always a receiver?
No. Quarterback, running back, I can do
all
that.
All the best players played quarterback at
quarterback,
some point.
Running back, defense.
Yeah?
I played any position.
So when was the cut to wide receiver?
High school, ninth grade.
And that was it?
I went to ninth grade, and the first time I ever played wide receiver was ninth grade. Varsity. Wow. I played varsity.
Who was your guy? And I know Julio, because you guys went to the same college, there's an obvious tie to Julio Jones and a number of the receivers that have played. Amari Cooper, guys that have played there. Was there a guy when you were a freshman, you know, I'm going to receiver, was it Antonio? Who was it? Antonio Brown, somebody like that? I mean,
it really was Amari Cooper, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, because I like Antonio Brown a lot, though. But it was Amari Cooper, and I was just used to watch him a lot. Thought he was really, really good. He's a really good route runner, and yeah, he can really get open, and he creates so much separation. He's really good.
Now, we hear about this off-season stuff in Tuscaloosa. It's real, isn't it?
Yeah, man. We go to work out there. We go to work. It's fun, though, because we all be together. And everybody's together. We working out. And
talk game the whole bit.
Yeah, we meet in the mornings, and we work out, and we eat. We get treatment. It's pretty cool.
So you got all these guys coming back.
All the guys come back.
Think about the competition in that now.
Yeah, so I got to go back. I got to go to school, and I'll be doing that in school, and then I hang out with them, work out, and – it'll be like a student again.
Yeah.
How much you got left? How much school you got left?
I think I got a semester.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, one semester.
What are you studying?
Criminal justice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's big. I read somewhere that's important to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
To get that done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got to get it. I'll be, you know, the first in the family to get it. So that's very important to me.
That's spectacular. All right. You're a young guy on this team, but your influence on the team has obviously been felt over the last couple weeks. As you go about your business, and obviously you're going to depend on Julio and those other guys to maybe be a little bit more verbal, you're going to go to work and get ready to go. How can you show your work ethic and shoving that game in the rearview mirror and getting ready for Cincinnati?
By just, you know, putting that behind me. It was a good game, you know, a good performance. By putting that behind me, going to work today, and, you know, getting better every day and getting ready for the next game and do it again.
Has this kind of been staged for you? Do you think of it as happening in a stage? I mean, this is the stage between the draft and mini camp to training camp.
I think it's just all hard work. I mean, I go out there, I work hard, I run hard, I go fast, I put in the hours, I catch as many balls as I can after practice. I think it's just hard work, just, you know, going out there and putting in the work.
He does. I get a chance to go out at practice on Wednesdays, and I see he and Robert Alford out there, and they're within 5 feet of the jugs gun. And that, let me tell you something, that's going to knock you down if it hits you. And these guys are just reeling them in. It's amazing. Is that something you've always done?
Yeah, I did it in college, but I'm like up right now. I catch a lot after practice, so I'm really proud of that, and I'm continuing to do it.
You had a deep in route that the ball kind of slipped on you a little bit, but you did a good job of re-squeezing.
So what happened right there was what people don't realize what I be doing sometimes is I jumped when I caught it. When I jumped, I shouldn't have jumped. I should have stayed on my feet, caught the ball, looked it in, and ran. I was trying to run, jump, and turn my head, so I almost lost it, so I had to re-grab it. So yeah. I've been just trying to run before I get the ball all the time.
The one I got a kick out of was the one where you're coming underneath and Keekly was coming out
last week. Yeah.
And you missed it, and then you showed Keekly what you were going to do to him. I was going to step around.
I had seen him, and, like, I seen the ball, so, okay, I'm already running without the ball. And I was like, I'm going to go around him. I'm going to run right around him. Like, I lost the ball, so I just got to focus on the ball, keep my eyes on it, make the catch, then run.
Well, great to have you with us. Thanks for the time this week. Appreciate it.
Thank
keep,
you all
keep
so
balling,
much.
Man.
Calvin
yes,
Ridley
sir.
Joining us on the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. For Dave Archer, Wes Durham, stay tuned. More Dukes and Bell coming up next.
$100 on Kauffman Tires this season when the Falcons score a touchdown for each quarter. So they scored in four quarters yesterday. That's $100 off a set of new tires, guys. Go today, Kauffman Tire.
All right, guys, a couple of things for you in the NFL today. You know, we're not the only team that's racked with injuries right now. The Rams are dealing with some injuries in their secondary. I know Aqib Talib, Carl, is going to be out for a couple of weeks. I think is it Peters, the other corner, that is also banged up. We just heard that Jimmy Garoppolo, if you missed out, he's done for the season with a torn ACL. So, you know, everybody's got their cross to bear in the NFL. Obviously, we're getting it, obviously, over the top now with, again, losing a guy that is the general in the back there on the defensive side, Ricardo Allen. Just going to have to score, Carl, 38 points, it looks like, down the stretch until we figure out this tackling thing.
Everybody was saying that to me yesterday. Dukes, we just got to outscore everybody. Can we? I think we have the ability to do that, but now you're asking a whole lot every game. And here's the deal, guys. There are going to be games, and Dan Quinn knows this, and I appreciate what Coach Quinn said today to kind of set the tone for the fan base to say, listen, we're not going to make excuses. This is our team. We got guys that can play. This is, we just didn't pick up guys to go, well, I hope they never have to play. But, Mike, there are going to be games. It may be the next one where you're going to have to get off the field. We may be up a touchdown. They may be driving, whatever it is, or up three.
Right.
But there's going to be points in a season where you got to get off the field, man, and I just hope that they can put all that together.
Hey, man, let's get to our picks. So we gave you a couple of winners. Well, we tried to give you a couple of winners on Friday. We were up there at Twin Peaks. And thanks again to everybody who came out on Friday for the show up there in Kennesaw. Carl, we started the week, both you and I, 3-5.
All right.
Collective 6-10 to start the season. You, sir, went 1-3.
Now, I blew the Patriot game. I know that.
Yeah, that was -7. And the Texans lost outright to the
they
Giants.
They sure did. They sure did.
And then you had LSU. Unfortunately, they won, but they didn't cover the 20.5.
Yeah, tell me about it. Come on, Ed Ogeron.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, the one game we both got, and everyone, the Georgia Tech fan, got mad at us. We took Clemson. Look, if you want to win, when you're 3-5, you got to pick some winners. So we gave you Clemson, -15.5. And then Trevor Lawrence came in and made sure you didn't sweat that one. So you go 1-3. You, sir, 4-8 on the season.
Ah, 500. What'd you do?
500. 4-8? How is 4-8 500?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Wait, tell me, is this the new math? Is this what they're teaching Trinity in school?
I was trying to make it sound better than it was.
Do we have a sounder for a 4-0 weekend? I think we should. I went 4-0. We started off with the Browns on Thursday night. Winner went with the Dolphins against the Raiders. Winner had Clemson with you, Carl, at -15.5. And Ohio State, my patented good team, bad team, they covered the 37 against Tulane. I go to 7-5 on the season.
Yeah, do we know the score in that Ohio State? I know they covered. I was just curious. I didn't see what the final score was.
It was like a lot to a little. I looked it up. I mean, they covered it. I already looked it up.
All right. You got a sounder for him for a 4-0 weekend? That's pretty good, man. I got to give it to him.
You know what? I will make sure I have those for next week.
The one he was sweating was the Browns game on Thursday night.
I was. 49-6 was the Ohio State Buckeyes over Tulane. And then things will get real for them as they go to Happy Valley this week. We'll have more picks for you on Friday, and hopefully we'll try to get things cooking for you.
All right, man. Let's get to the night's game winner. It's Monday, coming off a huge weekend in the ATL.
All right, guys. Throughout all of history in the NFL, you can get somebody in the time machine in his prime and put him on the Falcons right now on defense. Defensive player. Take one of the all-time greats on defense. I'd probably go with Ronnie Lott, and I'd put him on this Falcons team right now. Maybe you want to go with Lawrence Taylor, a one-man gang that could make up for all the injuries.
I got an answer.
The one dude you'd put on this Falcon team if you had a time machine, 404-741-0929.
Joe, so don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929.
Today's question.
Water boys, count them. Best tackler I've seen since Joe Montana.
Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot.
I said Joe Montana.
All right, guys, we need some help from way back when. Okay, he's probably wearing a gold jacket. If you want to put him on the Falcons team right now, I'd go with LT as the one guy I think could probably help turn things around, Carl, if I could take somebody from way back when and stick him on the defense.
One of the greatest to ever do it. He changed the position. There's no doubt. He would get some pressure. Mike, I'm going to shut down half the field so I don't have to worry about it. Give me prime time. That's all I want. He can shut down that half of the field.
Right.
We'll be fine over here.
I guess, you know, they could get one of those remote-controlled tackling dummies we saw last summer. And maybe Robert Alford could take a stab at that since he can't get Drew Brees on the ground. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for a defender from way back when you want to add to the Falcon roster?
Man, straight up, I don't care about fines. Give me Jack Tatum. I need a receiver to have their hair taken off. I'm sorry.
Well, that's his job, and that's what he did. And back in the day, man. But imagine, basically, the Raiders, their entire paychecks would be gone if you take, like, the 70s Raiders and apply today's rule book
to them. No doubt. They were vicious, mean, and intimidating. But that was the NFL back then.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Defensive play you'd like to put on the Falcons.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I got two of them. You know, Carl, you took my first one with Primetime. But, you know, I'm going to keep it an original Falcons. I'm going to go with my man from right off the state, Jesse Tuggle, for my first one. And then we got to get that pass rusher, man. We got to get Abraham back in there.
Hey, man, that's the thing with Abe. Imagine Abe against Tack, you know, coming off the edge. John Abraham never really had that opposite number to really help draw a double team every now and again for the Falcons. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. We're giving you the entire Hall of Fame. Who do you want on defense to help the Falcons right now?
That's you. Luke who?
You want Luke Kuechly. All right, please, sir. Again, 2 or 3 inches from the phone. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy, but Kuechly's not a bad call.
No.
What do you got for us, bro?
You know who I'm taking?
Who?
I'm taking the greatest defensive lineman of all time, Grady Jackson.
Remember when Grady would run off the field and sometimes his shirt still wouldn't cover his belly? Remember Squid when Grady's jersey would be uncovered and have like that giant underbelly thing just kind of wobbling as he walked?
Yeah, we had a guy that worked here that did the same thing, but he's gone now.
Wow.
Robbie?
Shots.
I didn't
fired.
Name names, Mike.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for a defensive stud from way back when for the Falcons?
Go ahead, man.
To help the team. If you had a time machine.
That's you.
Or a phone that worked. Hey,
speak,
man, you're on the radio.
To us.
I hung up. You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, man. Troy Polamalu.
Oh, nice. Good call.
Perfect fit for what we need right now, man. In
he's right about that, yeah. Playmaker, could blitz. He could do it all.
When he would time those blitzes, he just hurl himself over the wall. It's
love
insane,
Polamalu, man.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man.
I'm going to go with Ronnie Lott, man. He'll take your head off in a minute.
Right on. Ronnie Lott and Mark Bavaro on Monday Night Football in the 80s and early 90s was just, I mean, one of the old time, man.
Battles.
By the way, tonight, guys, great game, Steelers and Bucks. The soap opera that is the Steelers, the Bucks with Fitzmagic. One thing for sure, it's a real quagmire down there. There's a lot of rain. It's going to be some slop. And I don't think I'm going to get all those points from Fitzpatrick I thought I was going to get.
No, don't discount him yet, Mike. The Fitz magic is real.
I should have gone with Deshaun Watson. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for a defender for the Falcons?
It's me?
Yes, sir.
No, it's the guy behind you.
I know he didn't play defense, but I want Chris Fumatu Maafala just so I can hear his name said.
Okay. Well, that's cool. It would definitely give Wes some consternation.
Oh, that's cool.
Everybody has a blind spot. Wes is Polynesian names. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Wes, hey, that's man. Mike, not me. What's up? Got? Hey, man.
Give me Mike Singletary or Ronnie Lott. Either
Boom.
Way.
Boom. I'm with you right there, baby.
Mike Singletary.
That's my kind of party.
Can't play with him. Can't win with him.
Don't want him.
I love it. Can't Mike was so him. Intense, man. He was so intense.
And he was talking about Vance. No, who was he talking about? That was
the tight end. Davis. Vernon Davis.
Yeah,
Vernon Davis. Good call. Hey, man.
Go get your helmet.
You're on the radio, buddy boy. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm going to go old school 80s Falcon. Bring back Scott Case. He tear his mama's head off.
Right now. Scott Case. Yeah, good call.
Again, Scott would be suspended for half the season, baby. Pridemore and Glazebrook, Scott Case, all the old school Falcons from back in the day.
Love it. I love that. That's a good call right there.
By the way, the Singletary call, do you guys remember when the Falcons went out there to Candlestick and smoked the 49ers? Mm-hmm. And it was, I remember, I think Roddy was yelling at him, you better get yourself out here, man, because they need some help.
That's when the 49ers were bad.
Right.
And then all of a sudden he leaves. He was a part of those drafts of building the O-line and D-line. Mike, and then they got good, and obviously, you know what Harbaugh did.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. An all-time great defensive player you want to put on the Falcons.
I got to go with my boy from the U, Sean Taylor.
Good call.
Good call, man.
Good call.
That's tight. Hey, man, you're on the radio. What are you giving
us? Rest in peace.
Right on. And what a tragedy that was. You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got?
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with Brian Dawkins, man.
Ooh.
Not a bad call. He's just what we need on this team right now.
See, this is where our minds are today. Yeah. It's like, what can we do?
Hombres that could lay somebody out, but can also wrap them up. Yeah. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bud. What do you got?
Sean Taylor.
Sean, that's two now for Sean Taylor.
Good call.
Former Miami star. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got? You're killing the show, please. By the way, guys, I mentioned earlier, the Rams have got their own injury issues. Aqib Talib out now for at least a month.
Ooh.
The LA Times reporting. And Marcus Peters is going to be out this week, it looks like, for the Rams.
So that's both of their corners, right?
Yeah. Look, as Grady Jarrett said today up there at the branch, no one has any pity for you, man. This is the NFL. You're on the air, buddy. What do you got?
I'm going with the right Raven, Reggie White.
I was waiting for someone to say Reggie White.
Game changer.
Right.
Best defensive player I ever saw. Period.
I mean, money. And got the Packers a Super Bowl, baby. He was part of it.
Couldn't block him, man. Nope. Couldn't block him. Seriously.
Former Memphis Showboat, USFL.
Oh, I know.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. He hung up. As Chuck Smith would say, Vol for life, Joe! Hey, man, what do you got for a Hall of Famer for the defense?
Without a doubt, man, Pat Swilling.
Ooh.
Good call.
Yeah, so get some great names out
of
here, man.
We had Pat on the show a while back. His boys are at Georgia Tech now.
Dome Patrol, man, back in the day. Hey, man, you're on the radio. Joe, what you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I guess it's Scott Case.
Scott Case. You were too young to see Scott Case. I call shenanigans on that, but your dad is right.
His dad told him. His dad called him, guys, man.
We got time for one more, Craig? I got a couple more. All right, here we go. Hey, man. You're on the radio, buddy. A Hall of Famer on defense for the Falcons. You're on the air. You're off the air. You're on the air. What do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, man. I'm going to throw it to you at you. Ed Reed.
Ed Reed. Nice.
So you don't have to throw it back too far. And Ray Lewis.
Oh, can't beat that.
Well, that's a completely different defense.
And then we're going to have some. Remember when Ray smacked the phone out of my hand at Grady Jarrett's golf tournament?
Of course.
Get off the phone. I'm like, I'm trying to tweet a picture of you.
He's like, you're not paying attention.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lewis. I'm listening.
I'm surprised nobody called in and said they want Chief. I'm like, where's Chief at?
Oh, here you go. Hey, man, appreciate you guys participating in our game winner. We'll wrap things up, tell you what's coming up tomorrow on this show, guys. We got a lot to talk about this week. We'll tell you who's going to stop by as well, and we'll clear our throats next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.